أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم وإنه لقسم لو تعلمون عظيم إنه لقرآن كريم في كتاب مكنون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون صدق الله العظيم. سورة الواقعة had begun with one aspect of our belief with regards to the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that occurrence, that event is going to take place. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke very briefly about certain aspects of Qiyamah. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another very important aspect in the life of a believer, and that is the Qur'an Kareem. But in a very unique way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces the subject matter. Allah says, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ. Allah says, I take a qasam, I swear, by the setting of the stars. Now, there are one or two important aspects, especially for brothers that have not heard the other explanations of these ayat with regards to qasam. You and I, if we have to take a qasam, if we have to take an oath, then we will take that qasam and that oath only in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself, Allah Rabbul Izzat, is not subjected to any rules and regulations. There's nobody that can make rules that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to follow. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will then take qasam as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so pleases. Another important aspect of a qasam is that we will take a qasam when we feel that people, we have the apprehension that the listener is not going to listen to what we are saying. So in order to emphasize what we are saying, we may take a qasam. Or we're going to take a qasam if we are going to say something that is very, very important. And likewise, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also takes qasams, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qasam, Allah is not in need of anything. So Allah is not in need of the qasam, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to show us that whatever comes after the qasam is very, very, very important. There is an emphasis upon an emphasis. Like that, everything of the Quran Kareem is important, but here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to highlight something that is of absolute importance to us. Now, the other aspect of it is that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes a qasam, then what Allah ta'ala takes a qasam on, and then that emphasized speech of Allah that comes after, there is going to be a correlation, there is going to be a relationship between this. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes the qasam, he takes the oath on the setting of the stars. Now, few surahs before this, there is a surah Wan Najm, and there again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken the qasam of the stars. Wan Najmi idha hawa, qasam of the stars, I swear an oath by the stars when it begins to set. There Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here Allah Rabbul Izzat also takes the qasam of the setting of the stars, or the place where the stars are going to set, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and speaks about the Quran Sharif. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to show us that the people of the past, the Arabs more particularly, used to travel during the night, and when they traveled at night, they used the stars as their guides, they used the stars as their compasses, and with the guidance of the stars, they would reach their places, they would reach their destinations. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes the qasam of the stars, and then Allah Rabbul Izzat takes the qasam of the stars that are setting, or the place of his setting. In other words, now, if the sky is emptied and there are no stars, there is no north star, then there is not going to be any guidance. So Allah Rabbul Izzat wants to depict this picture that in the absence of every other guidance, there is still hope. One is guidance for the destination of this world, and one is guidance for the spiritual destination, and that is the destination of the akhirat. Allah Rabbul Izzat again re-testifies, Allah Ta'ala re-emphasizes, He says, وَإِنَّهُ لَقَسَمٌ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ. And certainly, the qasam is a solemn qasam. It is a very mighty pledge, mighty oath that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking. And then Allah says, إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ. Certainly, no doubt, it is a noble Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes this qasam, emphasizes that qasam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now speaks about the Qur'an. So the setting of the stars, there is not going to be guidance for the travelers that are going to travel from one place to another. But so long as this ummah has the Qur'an, and there in Surah An-Najm, so long as the ummah has our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are the guiding stars of this ummah. If you have this Qur'an, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is showing us, you need no other guidance whatsoever. But more importantly, Allah Ta'ala shows that innahu laqur'anun kareem, that this Qur'an is a noble Qur'an. A noble Qur'an, in other words, every aspect of the Qur'an is noble. In the eloquence of the Qur'an, we will find a great deal of nobility. The subject matter goes without saying that the subject matter is absolute. There is not a person that can point a finger on any aspect of the Qur'an Kareem. When the Qur'an sets out to narrate the incidents of the people of the past, then again we will find it is par excellence. When we find that the Qur'an, like the surah that has passed, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sets out to speak about what is going to happen on the day of Qiyamah, again it is par excellence. Our understanding and our intellectual capacities cannot encompass the nobility of the Qur'an Kareem. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah says, fi kitabim maknoon, that this Qur'an Kareem is in the hidden kitab, in the hidden book. And here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes reference to the Lawh-e Mahfooz, the Qur'an Kareem that is in the Lawh-e Mahfooz. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that this Qur'an was revealed from the Lawh-e Mahfooz, and that revelation took place in the month of Ramadan. It was a one-shot revelation through the Sama'ud Dunya, that is the sky in our language, the sky that is closest to the earth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over a period of 23 years. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He speaks about that Qur'an that is there in the Lawh-e Mahfooz. لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. None can touch it but those who are purified. And in fact, Allah Rabbul Izzat here refers to that Qur'an. Then Allah will be referring to the Malaika, that they had knowledge of that Qur'an that is in the Lawh-e Mahfooz. With regards to the Qur'an that we have, the copies of the Qur'an that we have in front of us, we also cannot touch this Qur'an without being in a state of wudu or in a state of needing to have a bath, to have a ghusl. That comes in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, absolutely clear that if a person is not in a state of wudu, a person is not pure, not pak, then that person cannot touch the Qur'an Kareem. That is the condition that we will have to be in. Yes, if we want to make tilawat of the Qur'an and we don't have the copy of the Qur'an with us, provided we are in a state of taharat, in other words, we don't need a bath, then we may not need to have wudu, then we can make tilawat of the Qur'an Kareem. But to touch the Qur'an itself, we need to have wudu also, and to make recitation of the Qur'an, we will have to be in a state of purity, that is, we should be in a state of ghusl. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.